Welcome back. Chunky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C., 910 The Fan in Richmond. You can listen to us on your phone, Odyssey app, wherever you may be. And of course, check us out on NBC Sports Washington. Time now for our Junkies Weekend Parlay, brought to you by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Jason puts our bets in on FanBook. We try and hit it big.
FanDuel. That would be FanDuel.
What do I call it?
FanBook.
You call it FanBook.
Did you have like 5 hours of sleep last night?
No, I actually fell asleep around... Well, I fell asleep as I was like reading books to Isabella, so that was like 9-ish. Then I woke up and I went to my bed, fell asleep like a 10.
Well, it is FanDuel, and I got to call my man Jack Drillich.
Yeah, you got to call him.
I got to get some more credits in my account.
It's always great to have pennies from heaven splashed into your accounts.
And look, I just told him, I was like, all the money's going back to FanDuel anyway.
Right.
You could put $5 million in my account. It's all going back to him.
Sure.
Because I'm just going to lose it. And we're going to lose this one. But we'll give it another attempt.
Yeah, but if it was 5 milli he put in there, you might take a little bit of it out.
Well, I'm exaggerating slightly, but all right.
That'd be nice, though.
All right, so let's go. Let's start with Mr. Cahill. Yeah.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to go with this. I was kicking it around. I wasn't 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I got my eyes on a big game tonight.
All right, hold on. NBA or Major League Baseball?
Neither.
Oh.
College basketball.
Oh, Women's Final Four. Ooh,
Women's Final Four.
This. Hokies play at 7 in Dallas against LSU.
Man, well, you got to bet on LSU on that one, right?
I'm going to hedge it, but I can't bet Virginia's games.
Right. Yeah, so I'm not interested in Virginia Tech. I'm interested in Iowa, South Carolina. South Carolina women's basketball team, some say it's the best team in the last 20 years or so.
Yep. They got two starters.
What's the line on the game?
It's
11
big.
And a half.
11 and a half, but.
You think they're going to cover 11 and a half?
No.
He likes Caitlin Clark
to
cover.
I like the human highlight film. I don't like them to cover.
You like them to win? Wow.
The money
they
line
can't
plus
win.
520?
Woo. They can't win. Upsets happen all the time. You tell me Caitlin Clark, number one pick in the NBA, WNBA draft right. This June?
Hey, I put it in right there. Plus 520.
Put it in.
I like
Let's
it.
Go Hawkeyes.
Caitlin Clark is legit, but. South Carolina has two girls who start, 1-6-6, 1-6-7.
I know. I saw them.
These are girls.
Saw them against the Terps.
Do they put up 40 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists?
No,
they did not.
That's a one-man show,
You guys should watch her tonight. If you haven't watched her in her entire career, tonight's the night to
watch. What time is the tip?
9:30.
Yeah, probably after
I could watch at least the first half of that.
See if they hang around.
Sure.
All right, Iowa plus 520 tonight. Final Four to upset South Carolina to be one of the biggest upsets ever in women's hoops. All right, let's go to Mr. Bickle.
All right, well, mine won't matter after that loses tonight. I will go with, I know what JP's going to do, so I'm going to double down with JP. I'm going to bet with my heart, not with my brain.
Okay.
And I'm going to take Larrañaga and the Canes on the money line, plus 202. I know JP's going to take them.
Can't do
I
it.
Think. Why?
Because you can't take the money line and take the spread in the same parlay.
Oh.
Back to the drawing board.
Okay. Go on. Move on then.
All right. So without further ado,
You'll
will take
go.
The game. Right.
You didn't know that?
Catching the 5 no. and a half.
All right. You got Miami plus 5.5 tomorrow against UConn. That's roughly about a 9
you
o'clock start.
You got to give me a second, too, because I wanted to take Larrañaga.
Everybody's on Larrañaga.
There's a lot of pivoting happening here.
All right,
Why don't we just take the money line? Better odds.
That's
EV
what I
likes
wanted to
it.
Do.
Valdez likes
no,
it.
No, no, no. I think I found a loophole. So there's a bet under the specials, plus 220 instead of plus 202, Miami to have the most points in the final four, out of the final four games. So if you think they're going to win, there's no chance FAU or San Diego State's going to outscore them because all they do is play slow ball.
So that's your play?
Well, that was going to be my play, but I don't think I can do that if JP's taking Miami.
Okay, yeah. They're not going to let you make in a parlay play two different games or bets in the same game. All right. I'll go. We're all over the effing place.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go. The Padres were embarrassed last night by Colorado, 7-2 in opening day at Petco. And they're playing tonight again. Soto was 0-4 last night, but Kyle Freeland is pitching against the Padres for the Rockies. Last year, he pitched against them 5 times. Now, they did win some games there, I think they went 4-1 against the Pods last year when he was pitching. But the total scores in those games were 19, 10, 13, 14, and 8. So the lowest score was 8. I'm guessing that was probably either a push on the total or maybe even an under. But I'll go over the 8 runs with the Rockies Pods tonight at 9:40 in San Diego because I believe the Padres lineup will come to hit today. And they'll win, and it'll go over 8. So I'll go over 8 Rockies Padres tonight.
Spin it.
All right, well, let's just go to you.
All right. We will go to the NBA. We will stay here in Washington, D.C. proper. Mm-hmm. A meeting of two teams that do not know how to tank properly. The Orlando Magic and the Washington Wizards. Sorry, Chris Miller. Look, Washington has won their last game. Orlando, they've only lost one game in a row. They can't catch the real tankers. That's Detroit, Houston, and San Antonio. They know how to do it right. They have lost their last combined 19 games. I mean, they are just in a full dead-on sprint to try to get the worst record in the league. But I'll take Washington because I know they're still trying to grasp at a playoff spot. Minus a point against the Magic. At minus 118.
What are the chances Beal and or Kuzma play tonight?
I have no idea who's playing and who isn't playing. This is the type of game that Washington should lose but will win. So I'm taking the Wizards.
This is how crazy and such a fraud of a league the NBA is in the regular season. Boston comes here and loses by 20 against a bad Wizards team
right.
when Beal and Kuzma don't play.
Yeah.
They go to Milwaukee last night. Milwaukee plays everybody.
Yeah.
And they beat them by 40.
I can't imagine how upset.
What a joke
by the
NBA
way,
is.
That was at MGM on, when was the Boston-Washington game?
I don't know.
A couple days ago.
Yeah, two days.
There were a bunch of Southies walking around in MGM wearing their Celtics jerseys because they thought they were just going to come and see an easy win, and they got blown out.
I can't remember who I was talking to, but somebody went to the game.
Yeah.
And they said that it was embarrassing that the Celtics got booed off the court because it was all Celtics fans.
Well, I mean, are you surprised?
Can you blame them? I mean, can you blame booing that team for that performance? All right, let's go to Mr. Myers. You have one to replace it?
Matt Myers.
I do. All right. We're going to go to TPC San Antonio for the Valero Texas Open.
Right.
We're going to go 3-ball between Matt Wallace, Matt Kuchar, and Nico Echeverria. We're going to go Matt Wallace plus 140 to win. The wind's supposed to pick up this afternoon. And Wallace is a good win player. Plus, he just won at Corrales. So, even though Kuchar has a good course history here, we're going to go Matt Wallace.
Plus 140?
Plus 140 in the 3-ball.
All right. Man, the field was a joke. I saw J.B. Holmes is in the field. There were so many guys I didn't recognize when one of these standard purse fields.
Hey, the numbers need a shot, too. They need a shot to get a purse.
Yeah. All right, Bickle, you're going to close it out.
All right, I'm going to close it out. I got to go with what I know. Let's go men's lacrosse. Let's go to the Ivy League here. Big matchup. Two teams kind of struggling, even though they're excellent teams, typically. University of Pennsylvania versus Yale.
Right.
Yale lost to Princeton 20. Now, Princeton's good,
okay.
23-10, okay?
He's got pwned.
Penn just beat him, 9-8. Cornell just beat both schools, but Penn hung in there better, so I'm going to take Penn over Yale. I think it's like...
Minus 160?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Just take Penn.
Money line.
Men's lacrosse.
All right, here we go. Here's your update and your recap. Going to go over the 8 runs Rockies Pods tonight. Even money. Wizards, minus 118 to beat the Magic in a terrible league. Miami, +5.5 tomorrow night against UConn. Even money. Iowa, +520 tonight against South Carolina. South Kakalaki. Matt Wallace in the 3-ball, plus 140 against Cooch and Echeverria, and Penn money line to beat Yale. Lax, that's tomorrow at noon. All right, $6 will pay you $962.
I'll take a cut of 962 shekels.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I mean, theoretically, I know we're not gonna be carving that thing up.
It's all about tonight. Who are we rooting for? Iowa. Mm-hmm. Iowa State.
You're rooting for
and the over in the Rockies.
And game. You're rooting for the Wiz to beat the Magic.
Yeah, but I mean that's by far the biggest dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, +520.
All right, coming up next, it is Fridays with Feinstein.
Drabby will look like a genius if that happens.
Fridays with Feinstein on the Fan.